The Connecticut Humane Society presents Keep Your Pet Cool This Summer. You know how warm you feel on a hot summer day? Now imagine how your pet feels covered in fur in those temperatures. There are lots of ways to help your pet enjoy the summer while staying safe and cool. Never leave your pet alone in the car, not even for a minute. Not even with the air conditioning on or with the window down. Temperatures inside a car can soar to over 100 degrees in minutes, and that can be extremely dangerous for your pet. Keep your pet at home, where they can nap in air conditioning. Consider getting your dog a hard plastic kiddie pool. Always supervise them when they are playing in it. If you take your dog swimming in a large pool or body of water, consider using a life jacket, and be sure to rinse off chlorine, salt, and sand afterwards. Exercise your pup in the early morning or evening so that they aren't running around outside during the hottest part of the day. Hot pavement can hurt their paw pads, and the high temperatures can lead to heat stroke, a dangerous condition requiring immediate veterinary care when a pet is too hot. If your pet is playing outside, make sure they have shade to lay in, a bowl of cold water, add a few ice cubes to make it more fun, and a towel to lay on. Keep up with grooming to ensure your pet doesn't get too hot in the summer and to remove any mats or knots. Signs of heat stroke in a dog: heavy panting, difficulty breathing, excessive thirst, acting tired and not wanting to move, dizziness and a lack of coordination, lots of drooling, vomiting. What to do? Get him into shade or air conditioning. Give a bowl of cold water and ice. Call your veterinarian right away. For more information, check out the Connecticut Humane Society at cthumane.org. That completes this issue of Keep Your Pet Cool This Summer, presented by the Connecticut Humane Society. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Laura Bogart.